No sweat news time.
We love it.
More of these stories, or if you missed these today, you can find them over at WRT.com, just right there in the podcast section. To get you geared up Friday for that quiz, we'll hook you up with Papa Roach tickets
coming to
the Stone Pony Summer Stage in 2019.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Here we go. Story number one, we take things to Dateline, Illinois, where a drug deal gone bad apparently led to a false Amber Alert being issued Saturday night, according to authorities.
Uh-oh.
Get a load of this guy.
Okay.
The alert was issued after an automobile had been reported stolen from a gasoline station in Farmington, where a 13-month-year-old child was allegedly to been in the backseat of this car.
Okay.
But the story began to unravel once police questioned, his name was Mitchell Dutz, who reported the car stolen.
All right.
His story started to get really, like, holes in it, like Swiss cheese around here. Well, after about 5 p.m. Saturday, Dutz notified the county sheriff's department about the stolen car. The release stated Dutz told police three suspects stole the car while he paid for fuel at a Circle K.
Right.
Then there was like, you know, there's a kid in the backseat. So the Amber Alert was issued. A command post was established at the Farmington Police Department and investigation commenced.
Okay.
Upon police questioning, it was determined Dutch's story was a hoax.
Oh, come on. You're doing a hoax with this kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What the?
He did this because he was robbed during a drug deal, according to authorities.
Ah, there it is.
And he used the infant as a way to pursue charges against the people who stole from him.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Look, if you're involved in the shady business of drug deals, you just got to cut your losses.
Yeah. You can't be like, yeah, there's an Amber Alert.
You can't, yeah. You make stuff up, call the police. Always a bad idea.
Right.
You just got to be like, well.
Oh, man, I got stuck on that deal.
Darn it, that sucks.
Right. No car was stolen and no child was abducted. Multiple law enforcement agencies were contacted to confirm no infant was at risk. Whew, they took Dutz into custody, and he's being charged with residential burglary, filing a false police report, false representation of a police statement.
Oh, my Lord.
Making a false 911 call.
Oh.
And various other offenses, according to new releases coming from the Illinois
State Police Department. This guy probably lost $40 on some, you know, bad weed
or something
he bought, and now he's
going
to be facing 7 years in charges.
Well, it only gets worse here because that's just story number one.
All right.
Here comes story number two. We take things to Dateline, Missouri. This is, I would say, a new level of creative sentencing right here.
Ooh.
Well, there's a 29-year-old guy. His name's Dave Berry. He's from Missouri. He and three other of his relatives were recently busted for deer poaching.
Deer poaching?
Yeah, apparently they illegally killed hundreds of deer, took their heads, and left their bodies to rot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What the?
Dave's wound up, he's about to do a year in prison, but that's not all. Get a load of this. This is the kicker.
What?
The judge also ruled that he has to watch Disney's Bambi at least once a month while he's locked up.
That's incredible. That's really funny.
He's going to be watching it for the first time this very Sunday.
Very good. It's a sad movie.
It is.
He's really going to regret decapitating all those deer and spending a year in jail. If he has to watch Bambi 12 times in the next year. I couldn't take that. I'd be like, you know what, just add to my sentence and spare me from the Bambi rewatch.
That is kind of crazy, isn't
it? Oh, my God. That one's too sad for me. Yeah. I like me Snow White or, I don't know, The Lion King. Something like that.
Well, it's not Bambi. Krampus.
You know.
He did, like, pretty much leave deer and meat to rot and all that.
I know, but the Bambi, the mom dies and this and that.
Right off the bat.
Give me an Aladdin. Give me something upbeat. That one's a depressing one, man. Trust me.
It's very sad.
It is.
It's very sad.
I watch it to this day. I'm crying all over the place like someone ran over my dog.
Well, see if you cry over this guy.
All right.
Dateline, China. You know when you take your socks off after a long day, sweaty day?
I'm doing it right now. That's the smell in the room.
You ever tempted to give him a sniff?
Yes.
To see how, like, real cheesy and nasty.
Yeah. I'm a disgusting human.
Well, you might not want to do this after you hear this story.
Oh, boy.
Well, there's a 37-year-old guy in China, and he walks home from work every day. He takes his shoes and socks off, and he smells them.
Oh, my
God. Says he does this to see if his socks were too nasty to even maybe get another day out of them. You know? See if they're really funky.
Sure.
Well, he has just been hospitalized with a severe lung infection.
A severe lung infection?
The doctors think that he breathed in so much fungus from his feet that it spread into his lungs.
Oh, no.
So, Dave, why don't you give that a try? Why don't you try my socks?
I've been doing that for years. I probably have a week to live.
Uncle Leo!
Let's be honest. Come on, don't even do that. That's like Guantanamo Bay stuff. That's worse than getting waterboarded.
Waterboard?
With all due respect, Uncle, but you work the overnight, and you know how that thing goes.
And he's standing, baby.
Oh, jeez.
On the bright side, he is expected to make a full recovery.
Oh, he is. Good for him.
So, yes, don't go smelling your socks
it's
after a long
Christmas miracle. He survived smelling his own socks.
It is a Christmas miracle. Now go watch Bambi.
Exactly.
There you go with your three stories as far as Tuesday is considered. Like I said, we'll get you geared up Friday for that quiz. If you miss any of the stories, get over to WIT.com and just click on the podcast section. They'll be up there at some point later today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.